Oh, it's not so explicit in the Primigodim. He's not 100% sure, but it's the Pashtus Aloshin of the Ramban is that Midraise, it's Gevura. So the Primigodim says that's the machlekes between Teisves and the Ramban, you see. In other words, Teisves agrees with the Shita of Rabbi Nishim Shemikyunin, that it doesn't make any difference whether you have a taruves of chtiches or you have a taruves of chnuyes. True, taruves of chnuyes, so it's the yiser, the nevele, and the shchuto in different places, different buildings. It doesn't matter, according to Rabbi Nishim Shemikyunin. Taruves is taruves. It doesn't make any difference whether it's in the same mokeim or in different mokeimis. So Mimele Teisve says that here we apply the aloha of Kol Diporish, because even though each woman that's different mekemes, so it's like stores, it's a mix up of stores. So according to Teisve, so we apply the aloha of Kol Diporish Merube Porish, and it's not kavua because it's not nikam mekeme. So then, but the Ramban, he agrees with the shita of the poskim that taruves of chnuyes, so that there is no taruves. Taruves of chnuyes, there is no taruves. Why? Because it's in different mekemes. So each woman with relative to another woman, so it's in different mekemes. It's not like a number of chtiches in one basket. So that's the machlekes, but that's not the machlekes at all. I mean, it's not that the pshat in the poskim, the taruves of chnuyes is kavua. So it's not because there is no aloha of bittel in different mekemes. Bittel is only shayach and it's one mokim. I mean, there are kamo rayas negedet. So there is no such it. But why? So Mimele, the Ramban can also agree with the shite or the shite of Rabbi Nishim Shemikyunin. As a matter of fact, we have a single rishi who explicitly says the contrary of Rabbi Nishim Shemikyunin. Of course, according to the Bach and the Prishe, so there are a number of rishonim who say. But according to the Prichodosh, there isn't a single rishi who says that there is a distinction between taruves of chtiches and taruves of chnuyes. Why should there be taruves? So, and anyway, so those poskim who do say that there is a distinction, so the Bach, let's say, and the Prishe, so it's not because it's in different mekemes, but because the definition of kavua is nikam mekeme. So they hold nikam mekeme doesn't depend as to whether bimtzias we are makia, but and it depends on the question as to whether a reasonable person. Is able to distinguish, and if a reasonable person should distinguish, but he doesn't, so it's still considered nikam mekeme. That's the pshat of the poskim who say that taruves of chnuyes is so is kmechtz al mechtz, because it's considered nikam mekeme. But what's the pshat? And the Ramban does not have to agree with that shita. But what's the pshat in the Ramban? So it seems that the Ramban shita is something else entirely. I mean. But this is not in accordance with what the Primer Kodim says. Now, I mentioned some time ago that even though there are a number of Rishenim who mentioned that cloud, Teisves mentions that cloud, that Kavua Midraise is only when it's nikar isam keime, but when there is a taruves, it's not nikar isam keime, then it's not kavua midraise. But the Gemara never says that. The Gemara in Zvochim, so that if we chatos shetomus was nisarvo with elef behemes chatois, so then yomusu kulon, so the Gemara has the kashe v'levatle berube, so the Gemara says balachaim lechshive, then the Gemara has the kashe v'nir b'shelenayde, so then the Gemara says k'zeira shemikach nekavua. So Teisves explains it on the basis why is k'zeira shemikach nekavua. In other words, that adovachoshu that is not bottle is considered kavua midrabon. That's how it is explained. But Gemara doesn't say it. Now, it seems that the Rashba is chelik on the whole thing. The Rashba. In Chum. In Gida Moshe. The Rashba in Chiddush Rashba and Chum, Daf and Pirgid Anoshe, Daf Tzadikei, Uvinimtzo Holach Acharov. So the Rashba is the Kashi, Vim Tema, Vichivn de Iser Amurev Beheter, Amrinom Bekovua, Heichem Mishkachas Isa Botel Birov, Do Isa Kovuahu, Uchimechzal Mechzodom. So yes, the Kashi. Since Iser Amurev Beheter. We say kovua. So how can there be bittul berov? Kol kovua kemecht al mecht. Yesh leim. Now, what would be, according to Tesvis, what would be the teretz on it? Kovua is only when the Isar is nikam in kemei. Isar nikam in kemei, that's teisha chanui is meichim basa shchuto, one chanui is mecheres psa nevelo. But when you have taruves, so that means it's not nikam in kemei, so it's not kovua. So that's why you have rov. But by Chdicho will is Chabit, so the Chachomim or Misake, it should have a din of Kavua, say no Chname, so it's not Botel Rov. But Chdicho Sheinu will is Chabit, where it is Botel Rov, so it's not Nikabim Kamei, so it's not Kavua. So that's why there is Bittl. This is the Teres that Teisves would give. So if the Rashba would agree to the Shit of Teisves, that Kavua Midraise is only when it's Nikabim Kamei, so the Rashba would give this Teres. But the Rashba doesn't give this Teres. The Rashba gives a different Teres. Yesh Leima. Now the kasha was given the Isar Amur and Beeter Amrin and Bekavua. Heichem Mishkachas Isar Botel Berov Do Isar Kavua Uchemechtzal Mechtzodomer Yesh Leima Adle Amrin and Hochel Be Isar Choshuv Sheini Botel Ki Gin Sheyo Shehu Choshuv Veini Botel Viname Balechayim De Lichshive De Lichshive Veli Batle Viname Bechticho Rui Lishra Beid Avo Bechol Isar Botel Le Amrin and Kavua Do Botel The Botel. Now there are many who assume, I say that there are many, I don't know, I mean, I'm not saying that any one of the Achenim, I didn't see it in any one of the Achenim, they should say. But those who write, you know, Svorim today, including the Encyclopedia Talmudis, so they all assume that according to the Rashba, and I mentioned that this is not so, but they all assume that according to the Rashba, so the Bittul of Yovish B'Yovish, that is Botel B'Rov, of Isa Nepach Leheter, the Isa Nepach Leheter, so is based upon the Biro of Kol Diporish. Biro of Kol Diporish, according to Rashba. According to the Rosh, so the Bittul of Yovish B'Yovish B'Rov is not based upon the Biro of Rov, but it's like Larbalach. So I pointed out many times that it is not so, because first of all, the Taz says, and there are many Rayas that the Taz is right, that the Taz is made, that the Rashba, why do they all say that? Because of the machlekes between the Rashba and the Rosh, as to whether, but when one chticha of Nevela is Nisari, if Yovish be Yovish, if two chtichas of Shchuto, so the Rashba says one is not allowed to eat all the three chtichas of Asachas, and the Rosh says you are allowed. So that's the way they explain, including the Encyclopedia Talmudis. Because the Rashba holds that there is the din of Biru, of that the Bittul of Yovish be Yovish is based upon the Biru. So Nevela, you cannot say vis-a-vis all the three chtichas b'vasachas there is a biru of Kol Diporish. So memele, you're not allowed to eat all the three chtichas b'vasachas. The Rosh it is that it's not based upon the biru of Kol Diporish. It's the same kind of bittul of Isa Nepach Leheter as Lar B'Lach. So memele, you can eat all the three chtichas together. But we saw that it's not so simple. But because first of all we saw that according to the Rosh, so if one chticha of nevele was nisari if yovish biyovish two chtichas of shchuto, so then it's mitami bimase and it's mashma from Loshon of Rosh Midraise, it's mitamu yumase, not like Teisus in Pchiras Daf Chof Gimel that only midrabanon. So we see, so we explained that why is it mitamu bimase midraise? The answer is when one carries the three chatiches, so he carries it to one maise, not as achile. So even if he eats the three chatiches bibasachas, but there is a separate maise, but there is a separate achille on this chatiche, and a separate achille on that chatiche, and a separate achille on the third chatiche. But all the achilles happen to take place with basachas, the same moment. So mele there is bittul. Mashein came vis-a-vis mase, tumas mase, where through one mase, so there is no one bittul because it's considered like nikaraisa. So, anyway, but it seems that it's just the other way around. That the Rajbo, even though the Rajbo says that one is not allowed to eat all the three chatiches basachas, so as the Taz says, that's only midrabanon. Midraise, he is allowed to eat all the three chatiches basachas. And the Rajbo probably will agree with Shitev Teisves in Pchiras Daf Chof Gimel that the aloche that one mandoma says that it's mitame bimase. So that's only midrabanon, but midraise it's not mitamei mase. Even though you have in the basket that you carry the chatiche of nevela as well, so but since there is a din of bittul, so midraise it is on a pechlehet. So on the contrary, the Rashba shita is that midraise that the bittul of yovish biyovish is the same thing of bittul like la belach. It's not based upon the biro of rov. Not only it isn't based upon the biro of rov, but midraise you can eat all the three tiches with vasachas, and midraise if you carry all the three tiches in one box with vasachas, you don't become tome. Why? Because the nevela is nepach leheter. The nevela is nepach leheter. See, Isar is nepach leheter. But why does the Rashba say that you're not allowed to eat all the three chatiches mivasachas? That's only midrabanon, and it's not that midrabanon. It has to be based upon the bir of kol the polish. If the Rashba shita had been that midrabanon, the bitl of yovish has to be based upon the bir of kol the polish, so then he would not only say that you're not allowed to eat three chatiches mivasachas. He would say even two chatiches mivasachas you're not allowed to say. How come that he says only three chatiches mivasachas you're not allowed to eat, but two chatiches yes? If you eat tuchtichas basachas, you cannot rely on the bureau of kol the polish, because it's two chances against one that he is eating the nevele. So the answer is no. The sheet of the Rashba is that the din of bittul of yovish is mamish like the din bittul of la belach of isan epech leheter, and it doesn't have to be based upon any berurim. Not only doesn't it have to be based upon any berurim, but midraise even if we know that there is the Yisr, he's eating the Yisr, he's carrying the Yisr, so still it's nepach leheter. But midrabanon, where it's a vadai that he's eating the Yisr at the same moment, so midrabanon it's considered like nikar Yisr. Now there couldn't be any bittul when it's nikar Yisr. So memele here it's not mamish nikar Yisr. If it had been nikar Yisr mamish, so then midraise bittul wouldn't be hal. But here we know there is the chtichas Yisr among the chtichas that I eat. So we know that there is a chtichas Yisr among the chtichas that I carry in a box. So memele it's midrabanon, it's considered like nikar Yisr. So vis-a-vis tumas mase there is no bittul. Vis-a-vis achile bebasachas of all the three chtiches, so midrabanon there is no bittul, because midrabanon in as much as the chtichas Yisr is among the chtiches that I eat, so it's like nikar Yisr midrabanon, not midrais. But the din of adarabe, according to the Rashba, the bittul of yovish biyovish is the same kind of bittul as la belach, just the opposite of what the Encyclopedia Talmudic says in the Rashba. Now, this so the Rashba says yesh leima to la amrinon hoche elo biyisa choshev sheni botel ken sheyo shu choshev sheni botel. So he says that's no kashe. True, every taguves is kavua. So what? Kavua. So we don't rely on the bill of kol the polish by of rov by kavua. But. Isn't a pechleheter? So there is nothing wrong in applying the din of isn't a pechleheter by kavua. So you as the kashe, how can there be bitul of yovish yovish chad betrayal? But it's kavua, kavua is kimechzo al mechzo. So he says, but still it's bottle. So it's a raya from the trash, but what my father said, Zechino Vroche said. In other words, that kimechzo al mechzo is an expression that we don't rely on the bureau of rov in the case of kavua. Not that there is no rov. Rov there is, because if the Rashi Shita had been, as Rabbi Chanan assumed when he asked, so in other words, mechza al mechza means that it's not rov. So how can there be bittul? But the Rashi says, Yesh leimad le'amrinon hoche. Elo b'isa choshuv sheni botel, kin shir shu choshuv sheni botel. Avol b'chol isa botel, le'amrinon kavua, do botelu. So in other words, so not like Tesis. According to Tesis, the reason as to why. The reason as to why there is bittul is because it's not kavua. But had it been kavua, there wouldn't be bittul. Why? Because teis v'shite, is that in order that there should be a din of bittul b'yovish b'yovish, so there must be first we must apply the biru of rov. So memele, if it had a din of kavua, so the biru of rov couldn't take effect. So memele, there couldn't be a din of bittul. But the Rashi v'shite is no. That the beetle of Rov, of Yovish, is mamish like the beetle of Rov, of Lar Belach. It's a aloche that at the very outset, the Yisar is nipach le'eter. So memele, and mechza al mechza doesn't mean there is no Rov. Mechza al mechza only implies that the biru of Rov doesn't apply. Just as by momen, in Ilchim momen acharov. So here, by kavua, even by Yisar v'eter, the biru, the din of Rov doesn't apply. But Rov it is, since Rov it is. So it is an epach leheter. So it is an epach leheter. But in certain things where it's a chticha ruil ischabit, so the chachomim or misakim, there is no bittul. So then let us ask, let it be muter on the basis of the biru of rov. So we say kavua. So we say kavua. This is what the Rashba says, and the Ram says the same thing. The same teretz. So in other words, so this din that Teisva says and that Taz mentions, the Shach mentions, that in order to be kavua, so it has to be nikam kemei, that's not considered by all Rishenim. The Rashba and the Ran are chilek on the whole din. And according to the Rashba and the Ran, so even when it's not nikam kemei, so it still is as a din of kavua midraise, as long as we know that there is Issa in that place, even though we are all mixed up and we don't know where it is. But if we know that in that moke there is Isser, so it's kavua. But bittul there is, because bittul is not based upon the biru of rov. Teis v'shita is, it is based upon the biru of rov. So memele, how could there be bittul? So he has to say it's not kavua. So memele, that's the shita of the Ramban. When the Ramban says that so we say, so memele, if shliach is eishe shlochusei, so if chazok is shliach is shlochusei, so memele is also b'chlan noshin shebeilom. So Teisa says the kasha, so nobody should be allowed to be mikadish an isha. Maybe it's Lady X. So Rabbi Tam gives the teretz, no be midrayis we rely on Rav. But relative to that person who made the shliach, so the chachomim counsel. But relative to everybody else, there is no knas, they didn't do anything wrong. So we rely on Rav, called the Porish. And it's not kavua because it's not Edim Kemei. The Ramban says that in midrayis it's kavua. Why? Because the Ramban is chili kanteis v'sklal, that in order to be called kavua, so midrayis it must be nikam kemei. According to Ramban will agree with the Rashba and Ram that it's kavua even if it's not nikam kemei. But then you ask, how is the bittul? Bittul, just there is bittul by yovish b'yovish, just as there is bittul by Lar Belach. All right, that will be enough for today. Now tomorrow I want to start early, so first will be the shir in Shabbos, and then there'll be shir in Taruves, because Friday will be the last shir in Taruves, and the prina will be the Monday after Shavuos. Connection with Sif Zayin in the Shach is probably the smallest sif possible. Afilu avol boso, afilu uchticha ruil ischabi kach poshet bikosli. So I said that it doesn't seem to be so poshet. I mean, according to this read, it has to follow, according to this reading of Basra da Flamed Aleph, that the whole din of Yovish B'Yovish, what's the role, is a din of Kol B'Porish, And since the Gemara says that Balachayim loy potel, so what does it mean loy potel? The holding beetle is called the porish. So that means by Balachayim, we do not say, or by the Vachosh, by the Vachoshu, we do not say, Chdichor Yisrabit, we do not say, called the porish. So maybe even by Nimtzo, it should be also. So why does he say, Afilu Chdichor Yisrabit kach poshu the posik? So you can say that because the poskim are not chayshish for the sheet of the Tesis Rid. But the sheet of the Tesis Rid itself seems to be very difficult. Now, if this is how it is assumed, that the sheet of the Tesis Rid is that there is no beetle as such in Yovish V'Yovish. Yovish V'Yovish, beetle is only an expression. Whenever the Gemara uses the expression bottled in Yovish V'Yovish, it really means called the polish. Not that the Isa is Nepachleta. The Isa is not Nepachleta by Yovish V'Yovish. So then the question arises, the Gemara in Zvochim, that the Gemara says that if a behemor chato shetomus was Nisari be'elef, so you musu kulon. So the Gemara has the kashe be'levatle, so the Gemara gives the teres, v'lachayim le'batle. Then the Gemara has the kashe v'nir b'shelinayim. So if we say that there is a din of bittul, and there is a din of kol v'poris, so first the Gemara asks, let the din of bittul take effect. So the Gemara says, v'lachayim le'batle, whether it's in the rice and the rabbonon, all right. So most Rishonim say it's in the rabbonon, the Gro says that it's in the rice and the Gro, it's in the open, from the volume. But then, when the Gemara gives the teretz, v'lachayim le'batle, so the Gemara is the kashe, v'nir b'shelin ha'idim, and then we call it poris, but we're poris. True, we cannot apply the din of bittul of isa nefach le'heta, but let us apply it to an individual item, as an individual behemo, the din of called the poris. So the Gemara says, no, we cannot apply it to an individual behemo, the din of called the poris either, because, k'zeiro shemilikach mekavu. But according to the thesis 3, that there is no din of bittul as such, of isa nefach le'heta. That's only by La Blach. By Yomish, by Yomish, there is only a din of the Biru of Kol Diporis, not of Beetle. So whenever the Gemara uses the expression bottle, the Gemara means Kol Diporis. So how can the Gemara ask the same Kashi all over again? The Gemara has the Kashi of Levatle Berube. What does it mean, Levatle Berube? Let us apply the din of Kol Diporis. So the Gemara says, Valachayim Levatle. That means that we don't apply the Gabi Balachayim, the din of Kol Diporis. So why again does the Gemara ask, V'nir b'shelinayim v'neima, name Kol Diporis, Merubi Porish? Yeah. So the Gemara said that we don't say Kol Diporis. So why again? So obviously, so it's mucha from this Gemara, that there is a din of it. So it's mucha that even the Tesis Rid has to agree that there is a din of Isa Nepachleta, Now, it's mentioned by some that the Tesis Rid Shita is that there is no din of Bittul of Isa Nepachleta by Yom Shmiyot. But obviously, there must be another pshat in this. Then it's impossible to say that. So then it's contrary to a number of Gemara besides this Gemara in Zohar. Now, let's see the Tesis Rid in Bura Basra. What does the Tesis Rid in Bura Basra say? The thing is, this Sibro Basra is on Daf Lamed Aleph. And there, it's Agav Uche of the Indian of Shteki the Seidim HaMakrishim Zeh Zeh. The Machlekes between Rabun and Rav Chizki. So Agav Uche starts discussing Bittul Berov. So he says, V'zeh Deimen, now it's not necessary to go over the whole history. Because that deals with another Indian of here. But then he says, V'zeh Deimen Lima Sheperashti Bifere Gidan Moshe. שאם נשאר בו חתיך אחה של חלב בשתיים של שומן היא פתאו ברוב ומוטה so he himself is in Russian פתאו ברוב ומוטה לו להודום לקח את אחס מהם ולאיך לו ובוסרו בעזמינו so one person is allowed to take just one חתיך and eat it that's all so ודאימה למה שפרשתי פרק דנושה שאם נשאר בו חתיך אחה של חלב בשתיים של שומן, היפתלו ברוב, ומותר לו לאודום ליקח הסחס מהם, ולאיך לו, דיבוסרו באזמין, ושליש של בניודום, נאמה מותר לאכיל שלושת. So, either one person can eat one of the chtiches out of the three, he doesn't mention two chtiches out of the three. So it's mashma that one person is not allowed even bozeh hazeh to eat tuchtiches, but only wonchtiches. Because if he eats wonchtiches, so he can apply the beer of kolipoish. If he eats tuchtiches, even if bozeh hazeh, he cannot apply the beer of kolipoish, because then on the basis of the beer of kolipoish, he at one time or another ate one of the, he ate the chaticha asur. So one person is allowed to eat only wonchtiches. Even bozeh hazeh, he's not allowed to eat more than wonchtiches. Then he says, or three people can eat all the frichtiches. Ushloisha ben odom, nami mutalech ushloshta. Veinoshem tolu, neik elobishteichtiches. Dileke ugedeteir. Veafal pishe shloisha ben odom, mutorim lechel shloshton. Im odom echot, ochal shloshton, mei vichatos, shaarei, bebirur ochal chatiches ofe. So that made a number of people, including the Encyclopedia Talmudis, so to say that according to the Tesis Reed, so the Bayomish Biyomish, there is no bitul of Issa Nepachleb. Because he says, that if one person ate all the three chatiches, even bozeh hazeh, then he's mechuyim achatus. So of course, he is the biggest machna, because the Rajbo is machmir that one person shouldn't eat all the three chatiches bivasachs. But bizeh hazeh, the Rajbo is matir that one person should eat all the three chatiches. And even basachas, the Rajbo asers, so the tasses, and we deduce that from the Ramo also, that is the Ramo's pshat in the Rajbo. That it's only mirabonon, but with the Raise, the Rajbo is made that one person is allowed to eat all the three chatiches basachs. Teisves is more machmir. Teisve says that one person shouldn't eat all the three chatiches, even bozeh hazeh, is mormach. But Teisve shita is that one person shouldn't eat all the three chatiches bozeh hazeh. But two chatiches bozeh hazeh is muta. Why is the difference? So it's only mirabonon. Teisve shita is, in view of the fact that Teisve in Bechiras Daf Chof Gimel says that midraise, so all the three chatiches are not mitami b'masi. Midraise, only midrabonon. So when Teisve says that one person is not allowed to eat all the three chatiches, and bozeh hazeh not allowed, so definitely it's only midrabonon. But even midrabonon, one is not allowed according to Teisve to eat all the three chatiches bozeh hazeh, but two chatiches bozeh hazeh is allowed. And it's mashma from Teisve that two chatiches in basachas is allowed. Three chatiches not even bozeh hazeh, but two chatiches even bebasachas. Why? Because midrabonon, if he eats all the three chatiches bozeh hazeh, so it's considered vis-a-vis his total achille bozeh hazeh, like Mikael Issa, because then we know we ate the chatich of Issa. We know. So midrabonon, it's considered like Mikael Issa. That's the pshat. But, so when is it considered midrabonon like Mikael Issa if he eats all the three chatiches? Bein bebasachas, bein bozeh hazeh. So we know that he ate the Issa. So maybe it's like Mikael Issa, midrabonon. But if he eats only two chatiches, even basachas, then you cannot say that it's like Mikael Issa after all. He doesn't know. All right, on the basis of rough chances. But it's not an absolute certainty. But when he eats all the three chatiches, then it's an absolute certainty. So it's considered like Mikael Issa now. But the Tesis Reed is more machmir. And he says that one is midraise, one is not allowed to eat even two chatiches bozeh hazeh. But one is allowed to eat one chatiche. That's all. So in other words, so we have to say that this is Reed also agrees with this principle that by Yovish B'Yovish there is a din of bitul of Issa Nepach L'Heter, and that's muchach from the Gemara in Zvochim and from other Gemaras. But it is Reed Shita is that in order that the bitul of Issa Nepach L'Heter should be chal on the chatiche, even if it's Rapishma is Galye. That it's the Issa. So we must first establish that Ligabe is Maise. There is a biru of him. So if he eats only one chatiche, so vis-a-vis his achille, there is a biru of him. Even if there hadn't been a din of bitul of his nepach leeter, we could still allow him to eat one chatiche. Just as we allow a person who finds a baby in a near Sharuba Nochin to give that baby nivel, even when he grows up. Why? Because we rely and the bureau of Kol Dibor is that this baby is a goy. It's a goyish baby. It's not a Jewish baby. But if Klapishmai is Gali, it's a Jewish baby, then he's also. But we don't have to be Cheshish. So Mimele, in two, the thesis really is also made there, that even by Yovish B'Yovish, there is a din of Yisrael Leta. But, according to all other Rishenim, there is, as long, so either there is a din of Bittul at the very outset, without establishing the Bureau of Oth. And according to some Rishenim, we must establish L'chol HaPoches, a Bureau of Rov vis-a-vis an individual item. Vis-a-vis an individual maise. Masha'im, can according to this read, if he ate two chatiches, then we cannot establish vis-a-vis his maise of eating two chatiches, that on the basis of Rov, he didn't eat the Isa. On the contrary, on the basis of Rov, he did eat the Isa. So the Mele, the din of Bittul in Midraisa is not how. The din of Bittul, according to this, is written Midraisa is contingent upon the Biru of Rov. So the Mele, vis-a-vis one who eats only one Chatiche. So the Mele, vis-a-vis the, his Maise, we have the Biru, we establish the Biru of Rov. So the Mele, even if Klapishmai is Galie, that item happened to be Shalisea, it's also Netach Leta. Masha'inke, if he eats two Chatiches, then we cannot establish vis-a-vis his Maise, his Achille of two Chatiches, even his Mazeh Hazeh, we cannot establish the Bureau of Rov, so maybe there is no Bittul min Rais. So that's why he says, Imodom Echodoch al Shloshtom Mevi Chatos, Shari Bibiru Roch Chatiches of Chalchel. And if we cannot establish the Bureau of Rov, so maybe there is no din of it. There is no din of it. But in a Hanami is made that where we do establish vis-a-vis his maise, the Bureau of Rov, so then even if Klapishmai is Galie, that it's not a Shalhetea, it is never Heta. So Memele, what the Shach says in Siv, Tezayel, Avol Boso, Hanimtso Bishuk, so it's Mutea, So, afim uchticha uil ischabed, kach poshet biposkin. Because in such a case, uchticha uil ischabed, there is no din of bittul. There is no din of bittul. But the biru, yes, and it's not kavua, it's nimtza bishuk. So maybe even according to Tesis Reed, it's all right. But then we have to say that even the Tesis Reed is made that there is a din of bittul. But according to Tesis Reed, in order that the din of bittul of Yisrael Nefachleta should take effect, we first must establish the biru of Rov vis-a-vis the maise of the Alright, now, Sif, Yutai, Hanimz, Davke Kan, Bichanus Echot, Nimkeres, Hanus Achas, Nikeres Bifleats, Aber Eichel Yadua, she is Strefa Achas, Bichanus, Vulineda Beza Hanus, Aber Gab de Habikovua, Moshe Kosu, Bisif Cotton, Yudalet, I mean, that's the Shite according to the Shach, so that is the Shite of the Ro and the Rashbo. That where there is Darubes of Chnuyes, so it's considered Kovua, Mikol Mokei, Avogav Dabi Kovua, Mikol Mokei, in other words, not like Rabbi Nishim Shemikoe, Mikol Mokei, in Pire Shaloi Bifonov, Nira de la Roche Visiyate, the Asrali Kamon, if it is Pirish, Shaloi Bifonov, so the Roche Visiyate, the Asrali Kamon. Gabi Kovua, Tichtiho Yuril Ischavit, Pirish Mele, because there is a machlok between the Rashbo and the Roche. As to whether Pirish Mimele, by Echtichoru is Rabbi, by Kabua de Rabon, as to whether it's Mutter Osea, so the Rajba Shite is that Pirish Mimele is, we are not allowed even by Chol to manipulate the Pirish. But if it's Pirish Mimele, it's Mutter. And the Rosh Shite is that it's Osea. And it's to be distinguished from Pirish Mimele of Kabua de Raise, where it's Nimsom Shuk. That would be Pirish Mimele, Avogab, the whole Poris, Merube Poris. So Mixer and Shemitah Nakabua, who Michalkin, the way don't read as Hanuyas, the Isanaid Isamanibelo, Uxero, who we can't like Lemechas, Shemitah Nakabua, if it is not so shook. In Kin Hoche, Kim de Isanaida, Nami Kalemechas, Shemitah Nakabua. In other words, so he says, now, the Rabnetam Shite is that by whom there is no Isa, that there is no Isa need to manipulate the Pirish. And by Kochin, even it's also how to manipulate the Pirish, but if it's Pirish Memele, so even by Kochin it's Mutter. So then Rabbi Netama is the Kashe.
the Italian kashe. So why is it that we say so Rabbi Tam mentions the Raya. So Rabbi Tam mentions the Raya that Rabbi Tam mentions the Raya why is it muter by whom? How does he know that by whom it's muter? Pirish Memela and even to manipulate a Polish, because the Gemara says that by Teshachan we is mechit sanavilo. Viachas mecheres shchuto, if nimtso bishuk, that's Pirish Memela, so it's muter. Why out we gaze there Shemelikam Nakavua? Apparently, by whom we are not gaze there Shemelikam Nakavua? That's Rabbi Tam's right. So then, the other Rishayim, who say that we are gezer shemoyikach minakavua, even by pirish memele, that's the oshite. So by kavua de rabbanon, let's say by balachayim, so even pirish memele, so we are gezer shemoyikach minakavua. So how is it that by nimtza bishuk, by tisha chanuyes, nimtza bishuk, we say it's muter, we are not gezer shemoyikach? So they give me very simple terrors. Over there, since the kavua is becoming kenei, why should the chachomim be gezer Hashem yikach mekavua? Why, if we allow him to eat it when it's pirish memele, maybe he'll take nakavua. Why should he be tempted to take nakavua? After all, it's becoming kenei. He has 9 stores that sell kosher, so he has an opportunity to buy kosher. Why should he buy dafke from the nevele store? So there is no temptation existing. Mashenkin, where it's not Nikamin Kamei. Let's say Balchai was Nisarev with other Balchayim. So over there, he might be overtaken by temptation because he doesn't know which is the Heter and which is the Isa. This is how the Rosh explains the difference between Kavuam the Rabbon and Kavuam the Raisi. So Meile, the Shach says that in this case, now from this Shach, it's a Raye. That the Shach holds, I mentioned, there is a machlekes between the Prish and the Mechaber. Even both assume that Tarubes of Chnuyeh says it in of Kavua, but according to the Prish, only the Rabbon says it in of Kavua. According to the Bach, Midrash says it in of Kavua. So from the Shach, it's a Raya that he agrees with the Bach, that Midrash says Tarubes of Chnuyeh says it in of Kavua. Because the Shach is saying, דאף כי קם בחנוס האחס נקרד בפני עצמו אבל איך זה מדוע שיש טריפה אחת בחנוס ולא נדע באיזה חנוס אף אגב דאבי קבוע and it means even קבוע מדרעי זה תראו וסוכנו יש so why does the Rosh distinguish between קבוע דרבונון and קבוע דרעי זה because by קבוע דרבונון he doesn't know what the Isar is so he might be overtaken by temptation. So if we allow him to eat it when he's finished the melee, he might be tempted to eat it and take it Nakavua direct. Mashain came by Kavua the right, say it's Nikabim Kane. Why should he be overtaken by temptation to take Nakavua? He has to be a Mumal Hachis to take it Nakavua. When he can take it, he knows exactly which store he can get Ksheiro, so he can buy from the Ksheiro. Why should he be overtaken by temptation? So over there we are not gazing Hashem Yikam Nakavua. So he says, Mashain came here, even though it's Midraise, but the chanus that sells only vele is not identified, so memele it's not known, it's not determined. So here he might be overtaken by temptation. Now so he explains it on the basis because since he doesn't know, so even though it's kavua deraisa, he might be overtaken by temptation. But he could say if he had agreed with the sheet of the preacher, he should say here it's kavua mirabon by kavua mirabon we are jesus and become the kavua. So apparently he agrees with the Bach that Tarubis Achnuyes is Kavua Midraise. So in Meile we should apply the same thing that we apply to Kavua Midraise, that if Nimtza Bishuk, Pirish Meile, we are not Giza Shemikim Kavua. So he says, so why are we Giza here? So he says over there we don't have to be Giza here, because why should he be overtaken by temptation? But here he doesn't know which is the store that sells kosher, so he might be overtaken by temptation. Alright, he said. אבל גם לכל פורט מול פורט יש מיקר הקבויה ומחלקים ולידום לי תס חנויס דו ייסה נדע איזה מהן נווה לו קשירו וכך לק למיך השם ייקח מקבוע אם כן הוכה כיוון די נו ייסה נדע למה ייקר למיך השם ייקח מקבוע וכי משמע בבח אבו מה שיקוס את הראש, החזה דרך כלל, לאשכחון לראש השס, משום זירה שמליקח מנקבוע, כאילו שנים הנסופיק, כל זמן שאינתי בחזק הסתר, כל זה כוס את ליחה של ניסרי מבין לעצמי בקבוע, אלא שנדע מכן כבי איזה יסירת כאן לשם. So in other words, what does he mean this? Because the Shach says that the Pshat in the Rajbo, that the Pshat in the Tur could be as the Bach says. In other words, that the Tur assumed that the Pshat in the Teres Abayis, that the Rajbo in Teres Abayis was dealing with the Taruvis of Chnuyes. And where at first it wasn't known that there is one Chranus that sells Nevela. And then later on a discovery was made that there is a store X in the slaughterhouse that sells Nevela. So the Rajbo says that everything that was bought from the slaughterhouse before the discovery is made, there is a store X. So his mutar yunif tzichtu reyul is chavik. And from now on, so we are allowed to buy only echtir shenu reyul is chavik. So the tour is massive. Why should we be allowed from now on to buy echtir shenu reyul is chavik? Echtir shenu reyul is chavik. It should be osea. So the Bes Yosef is massive on the tour. How can the tour be massive on the Rajbo? But here it's a regular Taruvis. So the Bach says, no, it's not a Taruvis of Chticha, it's a Taruvis of Chanuyes. And Taruvis of Chanuyes, so the Tur Shite is, the Taruvis of Chanuyes is Kavua. It's not Taruvis. It's not Bottle of Rov. Because Taruvis of Chanuyes could be identified by a reasonable person. So even though the people are not able to identify, but since an average reasonable person could identify, so the mele it's considered mitabim keime. So the mele it's kavua. That's the shite of the tour. So now, and the Bach says, what is the shite of the Rajbo? What is the shite of the Rajbo? The Rajbo is not in chilek on the tour. But the Bach says, the Rajbo does not have reference to Taruvis of Chnuyes. The Rajbo has referenced Taruvis of Tiches, and the Tur misunderstood the context of the Rajbo. But the Rajbo is made. So the Shach agrees with the Bach that the Rajbo would be made in the case of Taruvis of Chnuyes, it would be considered Kavua. So only the Rajbo is made, but the Rosh is not made, and the Rosh it is. Now, and the Rajbo is made not only in regard to Taruves of Chnuyes, that is not considered Taruves, it's considered Kavua, but the Rajbo is also made it, and we say Kavua Lumafreya. The Rajbo will be made it. But the Rajbo in Mishnah Sabayis explains himself that he in Teres Abayis did not have reference to Taruves of Chnuyes, but he had reference to Taruves of Chtiches. But if it had been a case of Taruves of Chnuyes, the Rajbo would agree with the whole. This is what the Shach says in the Shittes Rajbo. Masha'in came in regard to the Shittes Rosh. So the Shach Shite is that the Tur and the Rosh agree that they both agree that Taruves of Chnuyes does not have a din of Taruves, it has a din of Kavua, Taruves of Chnuyes. But where is the Tur? So the Ro also agrees with that. But the Ro holds not only Taruvis of Chnuyes, everything of Kavua, but we say Kavua l'mafreya too. And the Rajbo agrees with the Ro that we say Kavua l'mafreya. But the Rajbo says that in Teres Abayis had reference to Taruvis of Chtiches. But the Tur is chelik on the Ro in that. And the Tur holds that Taruvis, that we don't say Kavua l'mafreya, while the Tur agrees with the Ro and the Rajbo on that point, that Taruvis of Chnuyes has a din of Kavua, not Taruvis, there is no bit of the Ro, but the Tur holds is chelik on the Ro. The Ro shite is that we say Kavua l'mafreya, so the Tur shite is that we do not say Kavua l'mafreya. That's the reason as to why the Tur, according to the Bach's explanation of the Tur, so the Tur is massing and the Rajbo, as to why the Rajbo says that even can lahabe, so he's allowed to buy in the slaughterhouse a chticho she'eino ruyo lishabe, and he says that he's not allowed, but he's not masik on the Rajbo as to why all the meat that was bought until now is muta b'achir. The ro is masik. Why is the ro masik? Because the ro holds, we say kavul mafreya. So only the ro holds, we say kavul mafreya. But the two holds, we don't say kavul mafreya. So in other words, according to the shach, so both the ro and the rajba hold that arubis of chnuyes is kavua. And both the ro and the rajba hold that we say kavua le mafreya. But the two, so according to the Shach, agrees with the Ro and the Rashba that Tarubes of Chnuyes is Kavua. Tarubes of Chnuyes is Kavua. But whereas the Ro and the Rashba both agree on one point that we say Kavua l'mafreya, so the two holds we don't say Kavua l'mafreya. So once the discovery is made that Storex is Nivele, so then it becomes kavua. But we don't say that all the meat that was bought before the discovery was made of storex, while all the meat was assumed, all the stores were assumed, the cheskes kashres, that we should say kavua l'mafreya, that everything is kavua l'mafreya, that we don't say. So in other words, this is the shite of the two, of the shach. According to the shach, so the ro and the rajbo and the tiro agree on one point, that Tarubes of Chnuyes is Kavua. And the Ro and the Rashba both agree on another point, that we say Kavua l'mafreya. But the Tur holds, the Tur and the Rosh hold, that we Tarubes of Chnuyes is Kavua, but we don't say Kavua l'mafreya. So maybe the Tur is only Masik on the din of the Rashba that Mikam l'habo. So you can buy, that even Mikam l'habo, you can buy a Chtir Hashem Ruyel Ischabit, but he's not Masik on the other din of the Rashba. That every meat, that all the pieces of meat that were bought before the discovery was made, so that's mutabach. Why? Because the Tur and the Rosh hold that we don't say kavul mafreya. This is what the Shach says. According to the Rosh, we don't say kavul mafreya. Even the Rabbanim, we don't say kavul mafreya. All right. Kosa for the keyach, cement of bay, the lokhay cotton, dine ke lokhay lichob. In other words, if lokach is soil before name, so then it's considered like lokach minakavua. If lokach is soil before name. So even vis-a-vis the other Israel, not vis-a-vis the Israel was mekeyach. Let's say Ruben looks through the window, and then he says, and across the street there are 10 stores. And 9 stores sell kshero, and then let's say across the street here there are 10 stores. 9 stores sell kshero, and 1 store sells nevela. And I look through the window, and I see the chimen goes into one of the stores, but I wasn't able to take notice which store he went in, whether the nevela store or the shkut stores. But I saw he went into one of the stores. So all the rishonim agree that even vis-a-vis myself, who didn't take it, not only vis-a-vis chimen, but even vis-a-vis myself, let's say, suppose Shimon then comes to my house and he gives it to me as a gift. So even vis-a-vis myself, it's considered like lokach minakavua. It's also, we cannot rely on the din of kol dekodesh. Since it's pirus before name. So even vis-a-vis the observer who didn't take it directly himself, it's considered like lokach minakavua. But it's considered lokach minakavua. But according to the Rashba, it's considered lokach minakavua min reis. According to the Ram, it's considered lokach min hakavua min rabbanan. But all rishonim agree that even vis-a-vis the person who didn't take it himself, but who saw another person taking it from the stores, and he doesn't know from which store, it's considered like lokach min hakavua. So the shaila is whether it's considered like lokach min hakavua min reis and rabbanan. So that is, once again, that is only if I see that the Yisroel takes it. But suppose I look through the window. So since the Yisrael is a Jew himself, and it has relevance, the Shaila has relevance to him too, just as it has relevance to me. He's also a Jew. So Mimele, it's considered lokach nakavua vis-a-vis all other Yisrael. Masheinkein, if I look through the window and I see a goy goes into one of the stores. A goy goes into one of the stores. So it has no relevance to a goy. It doesn't make any nafkemine, we bought it in the Nevela store, Shvut store, what difference does it make? A goy is allowed to eat Nevela anyway. So Mimele, when the Yisroels, even though the Yisroel saw the goy taking it from one of the stores, but the Yisroel didn't notice from which store the goy took it.
So vis-à-vis the Israel, it's considered Pirush Menorah. So the Rikeach mentions a big chiddush. A big chiddush, and it's not such a Dovah Poshet. Suppose I look through the window and I see a child, 6 years old, a Jewish child, 6 years old, goes into one of the stores and buys meat, and I don't take notice into which store he went in. Then the child brings it to me, so that I'm allowed to eat it. And I rely on Kol D'Polish. Because since he's a child, since that's a bit chiddush, since he's a child, so when the child got it, so at that time when he got it, the suffix didn't arise because it had no legal significance as to the cotton. He's allowed to eat nevela anyway. He's a Jewish child, but he's cotton nechon nevela simbezni mitzvah. So nevela, it had no relevance. When does it acquire relevance? Only when he brings it to me and I got it. So nevela, at that time it's already pirish. So nevela, we apply the din of kopa pirish. But we could say the other way. We could say since kotton nechon nevela simbezni mitzvah. But we're not allowed to be misapi in the Yedayim. Allowed to be misapi in the Yedayim. So mele, the question acquired relevance at the very outset. When I saw the cotton going into one of the stores. Into one of the stores. So mele, it should have been of Lokach Nakavua. So the Rikiach says, no, not like that. True, that it's also to be misapi in the Yedayim, but the cotton himself, so he's allowed to eat any mele. So it didn't have any real relevance as to the cotton at that moment. When does it acquire, when does the question become a relevant question? When he brings it to me, so then it's already pirish, v'nakavua. So we apply the din of kol d'poris kol d'poris. Yechol d'poris, d'chivi d'inayit, holach hacharo, d'hashtalach kavua, v'leni v'asofi kol d'ish pirish. Abo chachon m'esru, v'shim boso sh'nisar le minayit, t'lil sinis amagim l'chvon izboi ha'shem amnochi, v'ize inyen, on matir mishim boso sh'nisar le minayit. Abu Pirish of Nainu, Mishim Sophic Nila Dumokim Kriz. Vateres of Kosar the Sophic, receives there, Dvorim or Loving, between a mean be mini, mean shame in Mine, Uposhitu, Shane in Yonam Likan, the Bikopua, if you mean the mini Havon Kimachta or Mechzo, who be Pirin Shapir Shoy be mini Polish, who from his boy of Simicotes, Alloch and the Yom 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 Because they said that the Rashba mentions that Deen only in connection with Kavua Rabbanon, but not in connection with Kavua Raise. But the truth is that from the Lashon of the Rashba in Tiras Abayis HaKotzer, it's Muchar Beferush that the Rashba applies the Deen even to Kavua Raise. So all those, the Taz, who mentions the Lashon of the Rashba, that it's Mashma, that he has reference to Kavua Rabbanon, so first of all, there is no deal given from the Tiras Abayis HaKotzer. But they don't mention the Tiras Abayis HaKotzer. From the Tiras Abayis HaKotzer, it's definitely Mashma, that the Rashba is referencing to Kavua Deraz. Now, but let's see. But many are Masik and Mechada, and they say the Rashba does not have reference to Kavua Deraz. By Kavua Deraz, the Rashba would be made that if somebody bought in one of the Chanuot, he doesn't know in which, and then it was Nisarif, Bachirim, Behov, if it's Echticha, or Nishabet, so it doesn't become bottle, and we can be materate on the basis of Ovetz Vexvet. When the Rashba only applies the din to the Vundraba. Habach is Ikar Machaber. The Rashba will come out of Pirish Lufaneinu. The Isurei in Elmi Rabbanon. Now who says that Pirish Lufaneinu is only in Rabbanon? That's the Ramshite. Most Rishayim say that Pirish Lufaneinu is also in the Raisi, if Pirish Lufaneinu. If Pirish Lufaneinu, so it's also in the Raisi. So, Habach is Ikar Machaber. The Rashba will come out of Pirish Lufaneinu. The Isurei in Elmi Rabbanon. Avol loy pilokach. The Asofik Hoechod Osam Natere. Now, I don't know, it might be, I have a certain chosh in my mind. It might be that when I expressed myself, there was a slip of the tongue. I don't remember how I expressed myself. Now, it could be that there was a slip of the tongue. Now, the halacha is that if it is, let's say, a goy, if a goy bought in one of the stores, bought in one of the stores, and no Jew saw how the goy entered into one of the stores. But the goy bought in one of the stores, and he doesn't know in which store he bought. And then he brings it to a Jew, then he brings it to me. And the goy tells me, I bought it in one of the stores, I don't know in which store. So then it certainly has a din. It certainly has a din, like Nimtzah, like Pirush Memei. Then it certainly has a din of Nimtzah, Pirush Memei. Then, now, the question is, suppose if a Jew goes into one of the stores
and a Jew goes into one of the stores, even if I don't see the Jew going into one of the stores, but the Jew went into one of the stores and I didn't see him do it, and then he brought it to me and he told me that he bought it in one of the stores, he doesn't know in which, then it has a din like Lokach Nakavua, because that chile had relevance to the Jew. So the shaila became a relevant question when the Jew bought it, before he decided to give it to me, even if he didn't decide to give it to me. So it already, the shaila became a relevant question. So Mimele, the Sofik arose, became Akvias. So since it became a relevant question, became Akvias, so it's Lokach Nakavua. Now, when is there a machlekes between the Ran and the other Rishayim? When Pirish Lefanein. According to Ran, it's only Kavua Midrabonot. According to the other Rishayim, according to Rashbo and most Rishayim, it's Kavua Midraise. So that's in a case where, let's say, I look through the window and I see that the Goy is entering. They are one of the stores. And I don't see in which store yet. And then the Goy brings it to me. And he also says, I don't know in which store I bought it. And I saw him entering one of the stores. So, and then he brings it to me. So according to the Ram, it's only Kavua Midrabono. It's also everybody agrees. But with the Raise, it's considered like Pirish Memele. Even though I saw the Goy entering, but since the Goy did it, and it had no relevance as to him, even though I saw the Goy entering one of the stores, so, according to the Ran, Midraise, we apply the din of Kol Porish, and only Midrabono it's Kavua. And according to most Rishayim, since it's Piris Lufaneinu, even though we Goy did it, so then we apply the din, so it's considered like Kavua Midraise. So I don't remember, I might have made a mistake, a slip of the tongue, so I have a choshe. So that's why I repeat it. Now, so here he says, Habach is the Kalamachada, the Arashba, the Komarul Piris Lufaneinu, the Surayin of Midrabono. So, in other words, that's only true according to the Ram. Avroi bilokach, the asofik oya chodosu naateire, the havik asofik treife, shenisari, the atarube es oser, kidulikamon, siftes, at kanvo, vichein, bagoye, shemisif, sefer, isa veheter, kosav, the arashbo, imater, od pirish lufaneinu, the cheshvi, the rabono. Now, what would be an example of pirish lufaneinu if I look through the window and I saw a goy entering, let's say, store, or if I look through the window and I saw that there is a very strong wind across the street and throwing out, and that strong wind is throwing out a piece of meat from one of the stores, and I didn't notice from which store the wind threw it out. That would be a case of Pirish Lefaneinu. According to the Ran, it would be Kavua Midrabono. According to the Rashbo, it would be Kavua Midraise. So he said, that's why he says the Chesh V'Rabono, because on that point there is a machlokes Rishayim. Uveeme soche mashma lechirom Rishayim b'tiras abayis hakotzer sheivatu shekosa v'yiralish. So from that loshin, from the tiras abayis hakotzer, the two sides, he says it's mashma, but there is another loshin in the tiras abayis hakotzer. So another passage. Because of his Elisheni, umiyu davke shel nisarif tefezu shalokach nekavua b'tichas achir shel heter. So he uses the washing in shel nisarif tefezu shalokach nekavua. What's the connotation, the ordinary connotation, shalokach nekavua? Shalokach nekavua means he bought it directly in one of the stores. Because So this is what Agoy Sisaveta says, that the Rashbo has reference to Kavua Midrabono, not to Kavua Midraise. So the Magnishne mentions the name of the Rashbo. The Magnishne was a Talmid of the Rashbo, and he mentions in the name of the Rashbo this din, even if he took it from Kavua Midraise. V'deich haklema kishayir kechovim lekeach mekavua. In other words, that it has reference to a case where Israel was watching So when the Magid Mishnah mentions the Rashba said Lekeach Nakavua, so and then it's in Sarim Achirim is what we're off. He has referenced to a case where a Nevit Chovim, where a Jew saw a Nevit Chovim go into one of the stores and they buy in one of the stores and he doesn't know in which. So then it's like Pirus Lefanenu said, according to the Ram, so it's only to win the Rabban. It's a Deichak. Stam Lekeach Nakavua means a Yisrael went in into one of the stores and bought, and he doesn't know in which store. So, So then there is no kasha against the mechaber either. So we can say that when mechaber says reiv chanui is michep shashchuto umiu beiches tzamimelo loka beachas mehem, he means lokach ibit kechovim beachas mehem, and then he gave it away to Yisrael. When he did amazim and lokach, so then it's kavuah mirabon. It's kavuah mirabon. But we don't say that in the mechaber. Why? Because the pashas aloshin is not much like that. So the pashas aloshin in the mechaber is not much like that either. Right? Aber yisal nira leima ki pashas yimil say. So the Shach says, not as the Taz. The Taz, you see, agrees with the Bach and the Aboyes is a better. That the Rashboi limits his being only to Kavuam the Rabbanon. The Shach says, no, the Rashboi has referenced him to Kavuam the Raiz. אבל מי סתיר לי בקיפש לי מיוצא נראה שבו ברב המאגיד אף לא קריצון ולכן מישמעאל וגם בתיר עשה בייס ליס ככלל די עוד לא ככה מכל מכוון אלינו אין לנו רבונו ועד הרבה כוסף סתום מכמה פעמים דאבי כאילו לא קריא ישראל משמע דו גם דאבי כאילו לא קריא ישראל ויוסע נמי דרייסה סנדן אצלת משמע דה דרש בו הגביז ודרן it's much more than the Rashba agrees the sheet of most Rishenim that if lo kach bifoneinu that if lokach in the kechovim bifoneinu, then it's called lokach. It's called vamin reis. Lokach in the kechovim bifoneinu. David will lokach in Israel. Mashu begam David lokach in Israel. Was name the reis? The chen Yisavet wa Rabbi Tiras Chadish Kosm Shemate Yisrael Mordechai. Lokach in the kechovim bifoneinu was name the reis. Al kochach name oche daiki. It means lokach in the kechovim bifoneinu or in Pirish bifoneinu. So in other words, when the bifoneinu modifies the lokach in the kechovim too. Mir al koch na me hoch dai ki do mi kosu ki na tese zum morgen gai el ba des wir lu kim di kosu sto me da du lok in schoel mach mir no sanam mit reis in ki gab di marage mach mach lu kash ma di sil marage ma khabo biso o so den ik was na reis is how can the khaber and marage bo say that by some that lok na kavu and then mi sai so mit zwecks wege but the khaber and the marage bo both pass like the ri not like am tam that so ki khabo go so ki khabo ta ruge is mutter so he says ולוי קשי ממד ישראל הרעש בדם חבר בסוף התחילים שנסעו בבירוב דוי בת לו דוהוכי דין קבוע חידש וכנוספתי בשבקות מידה לו ושמרן ושמלכון תוך תעזבין לבשר רובה ואין לחבוי על החידושי ואין לכל שהוא בפני עצמי אבל לא ישי כשנסעי ורקי זה מיר לבור בדעס הרעש בו בוה והרב המגיד והמחד So in other words, not like the Taz. The Taz was Masik and Mechaber. And even though the Rashba says the Din, so he says the Mechaber misunderstood the Rashba. Because that's what the Taz says. The Rashba had reference only to the Rabbanon. But not to the Raisi. But to the Raisi, the Rashba would agree that if one somebody bought a chticha of meat in the Kavuayim, in one of the stores, it was not which, then it was Nasar in the Rov, so it's also, we don't rely on Zvekzveke. Why not? Because it's like Sofik Treifesh, and Nisar in Bacherit, so it's a place machlik between Rabbi Tam and the Ri, as well as Sofik Achim, Miguf, Sofik Achim, Taru, Vez, his mutter, and the Rashbo, and the Rashbo Paskins, like the Ri, that Sofik Achim, Miguf, Sofik Achim, Taru, Vez, is also. This is what the Taz says. But the Shach says, no. The Rashbo, the Mechaber is right. The Rashba has reference to Kavuah Min Reis. But then you ask, if Kavuah Min Reis, why is it distinguished from Sofik Treifo, Shenisari Bacherim, so the Ri, and the Rashba both say, and the Mechaber, they all say, that Sofik Yachmin Guf, Sofik Tarubes is Hosea, so it's a difference between Sofik Treifo and Sofik of Kavuah. Because Kavuah, actually, if not for the Zerasakosu, of your avlay, so I would say that we should rely on Rov. But there is a Xeras HaKosuv that we don't rely on Rov. So Ein Lecho Boi Alo Chidushei, what's the Pshat in the Shach? The Pshat in the Shach is the same thing that my father said. I mean, to Rav Chana, in regard to his Kashi. So he said that Xeras HaKosuv of Kimechta Omechta is not that it's not Rov. It is Rov, but we don't rely on Rov. Just as there is a Xeras HaKosuv, we don't rely on Rov in moment. So even by Yisav Heter, we don't rely on Rov
in Kabbalah. So the biru of raw, which is a probability, is not a sufficient biru by Kabbalah. It's not a sufficient biru, but raw it is. So since it raw it is, but this kind of a biru is not sufficient by Isaveter, but a sofik ashoko it isn't. A sofik ashoko it isn't. So Mele, what's the reason? How did we explain the shita of the Ri? Sofik yachad biguvi, sofik yachad bitaruves. So is osir. Why should it be sveksa? Okay. So the answer is, as they all explain, as the Taz explains it in the further scene, because since we get the rice is lechumre, so Mele it's osir bivadai. I mean that question that the in Simen Kubeis, so the Berahiti. The Behetiv mentions. So it was mentioned that that's the Behetiv's pshat, but the Tash pshat is not like that. That it doesn't have reference to Beitz Astreifish and Ilder Biontev, but it has reference to Sofik Beitz Astreifish, not Sofik Beitz Astreifish and Ilder Biontev. So it has reference to a Beitz Astreifish. So to a Sofik Beitz Astreifish. So what does it to do with the Rosh Hashanah Matirin? The answer is because the shite of the Mechaber is that Zvik et Reis lechumre id natir lechumre so b'tir asvada it's osir. Or not only b'tir asofik. So even if Rapishmai is Gali, if somebody, let's say, had a chticha on the table, he didn't know whether it was chilev or shumen, and he ate it, and Rapishmai is Gali that it was shumen, but he has an avera de Reis. The Reis is, where is that avera de Reis implicit? It's implicit. V'oshen v'nosa aveni in the parasha of Hashem Tovu. Now what is Hashem Tovu? He had two chtiches on the table. One was a chticha of chilev, one was a chticha of shumen, and he ate one chticha. He doesn't know which chticha he ate, whether a chticha of chilev or a chticha of shumen. So then he ate shevik. So then he has to bring in Hashem Tovu. So the Torah says v'yoda v'oshen. So what does it mean v'oshen? Because Vada is guilty. In other words, there is an isa de reise. So Zvik et Reis lechumre is osir mid reise, not known mid erasafik. It's osir mid erasvadai. There's a machleket between the Berahitei and the other mefarshim. The Berahitei, who applies the din of mechaber and zimen kubeis to a beitz asafik treife shnei lev yontev, why can't he apply it to a beitz asafik treife, pure and simple? Because beitz asafik treife, so has nothing to do with kavashish material. It's either or. Either it's treife, so it's always osir. And if it's not treife, so it's always muter, so it's not, so if later on it's found out that it's not treife, so it's not yesh material. So it was never osir. But the mefarshim who apply it to a beitza sofik treife, not a beitza sofik treife, shenil beyontev, so they hold that even if it is discovered that it's not treife, so until the discovery is made, it is osir. Why? Because we get the raise lechumre. So that means it's also b'tiras vadai. Where is the tisa b'tiras vadai implicit in the pasuk in the parasha of Hashem Tovu? So maybe the shach. This is what shach means. The parasha of Hashem Tovu has reference to what case? To a chticha achas m'shtei chtiches. Chticha achas m'shtei chtiches. On the table there are two chtiches. One is chilev, one is shumen. So then I don't know which is which. So then it's a sofik ashokot. It's a 50-50 sofik. 50-50 sofik. So mele, there is chayv Hashem Tovu. So there the Torah says v'oshen v'nos aveni. Masheinke, when you have 9 stores selling kosher, and once the store selling the vele, or let's say one store selling chilev, let's take an isa for which there is a chiyuv kol, there is kolis. 9 stores selling shumen, and one store selling chilev, and he bought in one of the stores, he doesn't know in which. In other words, he doesn't know whether he bought chilev or he bought shumen, and they look the same. Chilev and shumen look the same. So in such a case, if someone will eat that chaticha that he bought in one of the stores, he will not be chayav on Hashem Tovu. Because when does the Torah say v'noshim v'noso aveinei? That is in case of isofik ashoko, where it's a 50-50 chance. Masheikin here, if not for the exeras hakosuf of kogwa, we would have the biru of rov. But there is exeras hakosuf ki mechza al mechzo. But mechza al mechzo doesn't mean that it's a 50-50 sofik. There is rov, but the biru of rov is ineffective. It's not a sufficient biru. The probability of rov by kavua is ineffective, but it's not a sofik ashoko. It's a 90-10 chance, not a 50-50 chance. So mele,
Here, even though here it's also Osabitera, he said, but here it's only Osabitera Sofik, it's not Osabitera Svadai. Since it's only Osabitera Sofik, so Mimele, we cannot say Sofik Yachud Bigubi, Sofik Yachud Tarubes is Osir. Why? Because what's the whole reason of Sofik Yachud Bigubi, Sofik Yachud Tarubes is Osir? Because we don't have this Vexleke, we have only one Sofik. Because the first Sofik is Osabitera Svadai. So that's only if this first Sofik makes it Osabi Vadai. When do we say that the first Sofik is Osabi Vadai? Why do we say it's Osabi Vadai? Because of the Parsha of Hashem Tolu. But the Parsha of Hashem Tolu has reference to a Sofik HaShokol. But here, by Kavua, it's not a Sofik HaShokol. If the Gzeras HaKos of Kavua had been that it's considered as if there hadn't been wrong, as Rebel Chonon has yomed, so then it would be considered not to be a Sofik HaShokol. But the way my father said, that the Gzeras HaKosov doesn't say that we have to treat it as Sofik HaShokol, as if we didn't have a rov. We have a rov. We don't have to deny the Metzias. We have a rov. And there is a probability. But in case where it's Polish, then probability is also a sufficient biro. In Kavua, probability is not the biro. So, but it's Sofik HaShokol, it isn't. It is called the Vadai, that it's Shumen, not Chilev. But it's not a Vadai opening. It's only called the Vadai. So Mele, true that it's making the Raise, it's the Chumre in the Raise. But only with the Sofik, since it's not a Sofik HaShokol. Only when it's a Sofik HaShokol, so it's making the Raise, it's also with the Vadai. But when it's not a Sofik HaShokol, by Kavua, so it's a Chidesh, so it's also with the Raise, with the Sofik, not with the Vadai. So if it's not with the Vadai, so Mele, we cannot apply the principle of Sofik HaShokol, because of Sofik HaShokol. Okay. Tomorrow is the last year. And the prayer will be on the Monday after Shavuos, and you are responsible on all of Tarubes, and all the Shiurim, and all the Shachs and the Taz that were discussed in the Shiur. I mean, the Shachs and the Taz that were not discussed tomorrow, you're not responsible.
We have to Shach, Simchot Gimel, Tehillah B'Rov. Now, obviously, when the Mechaba says Tehillah B'Rov, Mishim Svexvei, okay? So the Mechaber has reference to a case of Echticho Oil Yitzchabit, because if it's not Echticho Oil Yitzchabit, so then it's a Din Poshut, I mean, and then why does he say Mishim Svexveike? So Ptei Leberov, so it's Ptei Leberov. If, let's say, Echticho Asposo Sheino Oil Yitzchabit, Kovua was Nisar Leberov, so let's say plain Din, I mean. So, if it's not Echticho Oil Yitzchabit, so he has reference to Echticho in his habit. So he has the kashi tzorchiu. Now here he's not discussing the kashi that he discussed in Sifchot Beis. In Sifchot Beis he mentioned that the Bach, the Abdelisis of Heter, who are massacred in the Chaber, and he said that the Rajbo has reference to Kavod Rabbanon, not to Kavod Reis. So then he said that the Rajbo has reference from the Russian, the Tiras of Isaac Kotzea, it's Mashma, the Rajbo had reference even to Kavod Reis. So the question is, how could the Rajbo have reference even to Kavod Reis, where the Rajbo passes like the Reed, not like Rabbi Tan, the Tzopik Yachad Begubi, Tzopik Yachad Begubes, so he's Osir, in other words, Sofik Treife, that Sofik Treife, that Nisari Vachireis, and let's say there is no Bidu Birov because it's a Dabach Hoshuv, so it's not Mutar on the basis of Svexveke either. Tam Shite is, it is Mutar. But the Rishite is, Sofik Yamuzer of Tabuves, is not Mutar on the basis of Svexveke. So here, why does Mechaber say that Kavua, the Sofik of Kavua, that Mesalim Vachiris, even though it's a Tichor Oyen Yitzchabit, so it's Mutar on the basis of Svexveke. That Kashi, the Shach discussed in Sifchot Beis. So he gave the Teretz because Kavua is a Chidush. Im Chobayim Chidushim. So we explained it. What's the whole reason? So we explained it yesterday. What's the whole reason as to why he says that Sofik Yachad Begubi, Sofik Yachad Tarubes is Oser, and we don't apply the name of Svek Sveike, because it's not Svek Sveike. Because since Sveike the Reis is Lechumre, and the Rishi thing is Sveike the Reis Lechumre is Biteres Vada, not Biteres Sofik. Not Biteres Sofik. So Mele, if we have a Sofik Treife, so as long as subjectively it is a Sofik to us, so it's Bivada Yosef. On the basis of which is there, not on the basis of the love of the Sechel Kovivelo, but on the
not on the basis of the love of Chelev, but on the basis of the Iser that is implicit in the parasha of Hashem Tov. Because the Torah says, V'yoshe, V'nosaveni. So that means that where one eats Sofik Chelev, Sofik Shelumen, even B'shegeik, he's an Oshe. He has a Maisavere, Maisavere, B'terasvana. Not only B'terasofik. So it's also b'teras vaday. So mainly, sofik treifa is also b'teras vaday. If it's also b'teras vaday, so then we have another sofik. So it's only one sofik. That's the pshat nevi. So the shite of the mechaber is when is it also b'teras vaday? If it is sofik hashok, mashiach ki by kavua. So as my father said, that kol kavua ki machtal mechzugam does not mean that it's a sofik hashok. It is not a sofik hashok. We have hope, but we can't rely on that probability and that role. So in the case of not kavua, so then we rely on the bureau of role. But in case of kavua, we don't rely on that probability, the bureau of role. It's like in the Hilchim Momen Acharov. But the Sofik HaShokot isn't. It's not a 50-50 Sofik. It's a 90-10 Sofik. Not a 50-50 Sofik. But a 90-10 probability is not a bureau of kavua. Is not we cannot rely on it. So this aloche that's making the rise of the chumra also with the rasvadai is only when it's a sofik hashoko. By kavuah, it's not a sofik hashoko. It's called the vadai that it's not a iser. So mele it is oser. It is the chumra, but only with the rasofik, not with the rasvadai. If it's only oser, with the rasofik and vadai. So when you have another sofik of tarumes, so it's a svek svek. This is what the Shachman in Sifcha Beis. So in Sifcha Beis, he only discussed the question, how can it be bottle b'rov mishum tzvek tzvekei, tzvek yachon b'kul tzvek al tarumes? And the Mechava Paskins like the Rih. Oh, so then, tzvek yachon b'kul tzvek al tarumes. So how, and the Rashba too, Paskins like the Rih. So that's the Terence. Now the Shach in Sifcha Gimel, he asks another Kashi. Not the same Kashi. So chiyut, do yehi yalotar rubes, ho amchabe al svir alei, v'sifches do yishor ele b'gimotar rubes. So he said, we already answered the first kash about something yach b'gimotar rubes, but the mechab, so the mele, the rajbo is all right, because the rajbo shite is by when you have two tarubes, so there is also smexvek, and it's muta. In other words, if you don't b'choshev, the rajbo paskins, that if you don't choshev, let's say, the Remini Bam falls into one sack, Remini Bam Shalisa, falls into a sack of Remini Bam Nefet, one bear, and then one item out of that sack, that has a 1,001, so falls into an, is Nisari in another sack, so it's Muta. So each item, in the second sack, in the second Tarubis is Muta, on the basis of Svexvek. But, so Mele, we can understand now the Rashi. So you only had one difficulty of Sofik Yachon B'Kul Sofik Tarubis, so that's the Teretz, since it's a Chiddush, so the Aloche of Sofik Yachon Sofik Tarubis doesn't apply. Only by Sofik HaShoko, we say Sofik Yachon B'Kul Sofik Tarubis, because then, it's also with the Resvada in the first Sofik. So we, Mashiachim here, it's not Sofik HaShoko, it's called the Vadai. So it's true that that on the basis of the first Sofik, it's still Osea, but it's only Osea Mitira Sofik. So mainly, if we have another Sofik, so here is Vexvek. So that answer, that explains the Rashba. But the Mechaber, he doesn't pass like the Rashba, that two Sveikes in Taruves is Buter. He passes the Baidova Choshev, we must have three Taruves. So then, why three Taruves? Obviously, the first Taruves is not even considered. The first Arubes is considered as Kuleisa. That's the Shite, I mean, that it passes like the Smak, and the Shite is a Ramba. Imachol is Asures. So, in other words, that if, let's say, the remaining Bad fell into one sack, Erebel, the one item of the first sack fell into a second sack. So it still was there. But if an item from the second sack was the salad in the third sack, then it is Muda. So, echad mehem meribe, u meribe lishleish. So, in other words, only when you have three tarubes, not to Talmudis. Why? What do we have respect for to Talmudis too? The answer is no. The first Talmudis is completely awesome. It's like, I mean, as an example, like Chtichanas is the veil by Lach Lach. So the whole thing becomes a Chepzor Nisya. So here, Midar Abonim by Dova Choshu. So the whole Talmudis of the Dova Choshu is also Midar Abonim. So Mele, so the second Talmudis does not have respect for only the third Talmudis. So Mele, so here the question is, how can the Mechaba pass that it's a Talmud of Mishim Svek Sveike? What kind of Svek Sveike do we have? We have Ichtichas Bosor or Ruyami Ischabe that was bought in one of the stores. And that was Nisari. So that's the first Talmudis. So Mimele, we don't have Svek Sveike. So the whole thing should be awesome. The whole thing should be awesome. So that's not the same kashi that the Shach discussed in Sifchot Beis. In Sifchot Beis, he has the kashi against the Rashba too. So he gave it Eretz. But here, the kashi is directed only against the Mechaber. So Chiyun, the Leheya Letavus. For Mechabers, let's say, it's not so the Gechon Yigui so the Tavus. So both Sveikes are Sveikes in Tavus. But the Mechaber passes that even when you have two Sveikes in Tavus, it's still Osir. You have to have three Talmudis. And here, you don't have three Talmudis, you just have one Talmudis. First, the Sofik of Kavua, and then, a Talmudis. So let's consider, as the Oruch HaShulchan says, that the Sofik of Kavua is also Talmudis. He's also Talmudis. So how many Talmudis do we have? Two Talmudis. But two Talmudis is Osir. That's the question. So the Rashbo is not difficult. The other difficulty you already answered. But this kasha doesn't apply to Rashbo. The Rashbo is not also this really shown based on this. Or in the common Sifkot Mutes, which was like that. This really lab chaber, the chim, the kovu achidishu, gora mitahubes, the whole shemisare, וכל שניסר את הרקאים, אז לילון בוסרו בישור. ואי צביר עליה, כי אם דיבלה בו חהר בפוסקי מטירי, בבייס תחובס, וכמו שיזבויה בספקות מרתעס, אם כן קבוע לחידשו, אין לך בו אלה חידושי, בישור עם ניסר את הרקאים, בידי חדס. Now, the Russian is very strange. On the surface, it would appear that the Shach is giving two terutzim. But, if it's two terutzim, so what's the difference between the first and the second? In the first Eretz he says, Kim Kavu Achidishu Gohu Amitabubes. Gohu Amitabubes. And then again he says, Im Kim Kavu Achidishu Eilu Chaboya Lachidushu Bishar Nisar. So the same thing. The answer is, it's not the Tavutzi. It's the same Eretz. But he wants to reduce the Deichak of that Eretz to a minimum. So that's why he says, Veitz Yirale. In other words, it's one Eretz. And it's the same kind of Eretz that the Shach said in mentioned in Sifchot Beis in connection with the kashe of Sofik Yachod Begur v'Sofik Yachod Bidarubis. Sofik Yachod Begur v'Sofik Yachod Bidarubis. So what did he say? That since Kavua is a Chidesh, that means that we really have the same apparent Birur of Rov chances. We have, but it is a Sakosu, if we cannot rely on this and Rov chances. By Kavua. So Mimela, but the Sofik Ashokul, it isn't. So Mimela there, he said, but it's a Sofik Korob Levada. Korob Levada, it's not Levada Altadin, but Korob Levada it is. So Mimela, we do not say that it's also Mitiras Vada. Only by Sofik Ashokul, Sveke the Rise of the Chumre is also Mitiras Vada. But this is not a Sofik Ashokul, it's Sofik Korob Levada. So it's not also Mitiras Vada, it's only also Mitiras Vada. That's what the Shach says. Here he's applying the similar oneness. Tzorch lima disvir ulam chaber. Dichim nikovu achidishu gore mitalubis. Gore mitalubis. In other words, what's the whole svar? What's the whole svar? In other words, he uses the expression gore mitalubis. Usually, whenever you find someone using the expression gore, so it means it's mochomo. But here, he uses the expression gora in the sense it's more kal. In other words, it's not gora. In other words, it's gora, it's diminished it's less in stringency. Now, in other words, not gora. Usually when you say gora, so it means it's less, it's diminished in leniency. It's less lenient. But here gora means it's gorua in stringency. So in other words, it's less stringent, it's more lenient. That's what gora means. So in other words, what's the reason for the smak shite? The two tarumas. So we don't say svek sveke. Why not? After all, if a rimen badly falls into one tarumas, and then one item from that first sek falls into the second, so you already have a svek sveke. The answer is, because the first sek is fully osir. Midrabon, a tarumas of yovish biyovish dover choshu is a chtichet insura. I mean, it's like chtichet insura. The whole tarumas is osir. By your etarubes, yovish biyovish of domo choshu, so the whole tarubes is osa. The whole tarubes is osa. So in Mele we cannot count the first tarubes in the svekis. So only if we have three tarubes, then we have a svek. So in Mele the Shach says, when can we say that the sheet of the mechaber is, since it is special aloche, that with Rabbono, a tarubes of yovish biyovish. Tarubes of Yomish Biyomish, Dovah Choshu, even though we have all. So the whole Tarubes is also Midrabonon. So the Mele, the second Tarubes, we have only one Sofik, not two Sveikes. And when we have two Sveikes, we have three Tarubes. So that's only Shayach. If the first Tarubes, so there is Vadaisa. A rimen badin shall fly a kerem, fell into a sack of 1,000 remaining shall have. So the mele, so it's ikva isure here in the tarumes. We know that this sack has a dover choshuv that is us. We know, and we have the shadow of it out. So the mele, since in the tarumes is ikva isure, so with Rabbonon, the whole tarumes becomes a chetzoriz. So mele, when one item falls into another sack, so we only have, so we cannot say that one is allowed to take an item out of the second unit. Because it's only one sofik, it's not two sofikis. So only when you have three tarubes. Mashenkin here, even though we have only one tarubes, and the first sofik was the sofik of kavua, but the sofik of kavua is not if the sofik of kavua had been a 50-50 sofik, so then we would say that this chatiche that is really ischabit is osa bivada. But it's not a 50-50 sofik. It's a 90-10 sofik. So it's called the vada that this chatiche is a chatiche shreda. But we don't rely on rov in kavua. So mele it's osa. So it's only osa b'tira sofik, but b'tira svada not. So the mele means that in the first sofik it's not osea b'teira svada, even with Rabbonon it's not osea b'teira svada. Even with Rabbonon it's only osea b'teira sofik, not b'teira svada. So the mele, then when this thing that is only osea b'teira sofik fall is nisari b'rov, so in the first rov it's not ikva yisure. So we cannot say that the whole tarubes becomes ichtichad yisure. Over there, when the first sack, it's ikva yisure, there is vada yisere in the first sack. So the whole sack, the whole tarubes becomes a chetzor yisere. So mele, when one item from the first sack falls into the second, so you cannot say there is a suffix whether the yisere fell into the second sack. Maybe the heta fell. That no matter which item fell into the second sack, it's all yisere. Because the whole sack is Isa. So that's why we need three tarubes. Masha'inkin here, so even though there is only one rov, so still we have Isvek Sveik. Because the first chatiche, on account of the fact that we have the Biro of Rov, but it's ineffective, the Biro of Rov, so mele, not only mit der Einzelnen Natos Avetiras Vadai, even mit Rabbonon, der Hatiche of Kavua is Natos Avetiras Vadai. So, Memele, when it falls, since it's only also Avetirasophic, so when it's Nisare, it grows, so it's not Ikvai Vadaisia. In that, only Sophic is there. So he says, so he says, the Chibni Kavua Chidishu, but why do we say that it's not osa b'teres vaday even mid rabbonon, let it l'chol apoches be osa b'teres vaday mid rabbonon, if the whole first arubes by the b'choshev is osa b'teres vaday mid rabbonon, so here where it's a chetichet that is a sofik deraise, certainly should become osa. So he says, since chavua is a chidush, so that means if not for the special tzarsakosuf of k'mech tzal mechtzo, it should be considered as what I had. But there is a tzarsakosuf that we don't rely on the Bureau of Law by Kavua. So Mimele, it's also a Viterasophic. But even with Rabbonon, it's not also a Viteras Vadai. So Mimele, when it's Nisar of the Law, so it's not Ikva Vadai Isea in that Arubes. So Mimele, we can take out one item of that Law and eat it on the basis of Svek Staking. So the Chibni Kavua Chidush should go on the Arubes. The Chol Shnisar of Rakena still was a Rabbi Shoreh. Because we have a Svek Sveke. And why is it by two Tarubes we don't have a Svek Sveke? Because the first Tarubes is Ikva Vada Yisya. Vada Yisya is Miuret. So that answers the whole first Tarubes. So in the second Tarubes we have a Svek Sveke. Veitz Virale, it's not a second Eretz. He says he wants to make it more understandable. So he says, Kiven Nibilavo Chehavi Poski Matir Nibes Tarubes. So in view of the fact that many Rishonim hold that the second Arubes is also Mutar. So what do they say? What do they hold? That we don't say by the Rechoshu, even when Vada Yisrael is Mihure. So we do not say that the whole Arubes becomes Osir. So many Rishonim say that even when Vada Yisrael is Mihure in the first Arubes. So it doesn't become Osir Viteras Vada in the whole Arubes. Only Viteras Ofik. So certainly, in the case of Kavua, which is a Chidesh, so we can certainly say that it doesn't become Vada Yosef, Viteras Vadai, but it's only Yosef Viteras. But it's one terence. Very clearly, Kim did Lavo Ha, the Posk Matir and Bisamulis, or she is Boy of Sikot and Tes, in Kim Kavua, the Chidushu, Eim Chaboy of Chidushe, Vishor and Sarah Baki. Vidic. Mishim Svek Sveke, Sofi Vishor, Sheikh Lachatiho, Shemo Loi Loi Shebo Ma Kavua, Vim Tinsalay.